Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
You are now listening to Not a Faithful Radio, the show hosted by a faithful for the faithful, exclusively on Radio AFS.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Not a Faithful. I'm glad y'all tuned in today to this week's episode of Not a Faithful Radio. Hope everyone had a blessed week, and as always, I got a great show planned for y'all today. Today, I'm going to go ahead and break down Niners Colts. That man, I thought we were going to win that one, bro. I really did. When Ray Ray picked off that pass, I was like, oh, it's over. We got this. Just kick a field goal. We're at midfield, bro. 10, 15 yards, we got this. And, yeah, alas, didn't quite work out that way. But, and we might go ahead and get a little bit into Niners Redskins. And, of course, take your phone calls and texts as well. The number to call in is 646-668-8467. That number again is 646-668-8467. And the number to text is 408-755-0030. Also, if you'd like to advertise your business, page, event, beer, I don't know, whatever, go ahead and email me at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com and go ahead and shoot you the file of the packages we have available at Radio AFS. They start as low as $25. So go ahead, again, go ahead and email me at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com. What's cracking, everybody? How y'all doing? Ooh, that was a mouthful to say today. Oh, man. So, like I was saying in a little intro right there, it was like way the tough one, I ain't gonna lie. I thought 0-5, that kind of hit me kind of hard. I was not expecting that, trust and believe. I was not expecting us to go 0-5, especially the way the seasons broke down. I mean, various people that I talked to throughout the week, well, not the week, but since yesterday or today, I said, look, I don't ever feel that we're out of these games. Like, there's nothing. It's very disheartening. I don't feel that we've really did anything. I shouldn't say we never did anything wrong, but obviously we didn't make the plays when we needed to. But yesterday, no turnovers. Maybe you could say there should have been a couple. But, you know, how many times have we said the ball should have been picked off? So it only counts if you make the play. So before we get any more into details, we have sad news throughout the empire today. Former Niner quarterback Y.A. Tittle passed away yesterday at the age of 90. Y.A. Tittle was drafted in 1951. After playing time in the, I believe they ended up eventually folding. And he was drafted then in 1951 by the Niners. And he played until 1960 until we felt that he was too old and moved him to the Giants. And he actually did some things with New York as well. They never won a championship, but they actually, for some reason, I believe he only played there 3 years, and they retired as number 14 in New York. So that's kind of tells you the impact he had there. But, yeah, he passed away peacefully, they said, surrounded by friends and family at the age of 90, almost 91. Very sad. Lived a long life, though. Also, on, well, not personal myself, no, but personal to us here in the Bay and in the Northern California, my prayers go out to the people out in the North Bay that are experiencing those wildfires right now. Keep me all in my prayers. And hopefully y'all are able to make it through this. I mean, I know y'all will be able to make it through it. But I pray nobody, you know, else loses homes or property or lives. That sucks. So, to whatever God you choose or universe or whatever, or, you know, just believe in vibes or whatever, send them out to the people in the North Bay. So, now, to get back. Oh, so, yeah, Y.A. Tittle, but he had four Pro Bowls with us. He was the first Pro. First pro football player on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So that was pretty dope, little tidbit. And he's the one that coined the phrase, the alley-oop, because, you know, he made that play famous with R.C. Owens. I'm pretty sure anybody listening to this show is pretty familiar with the alley-oop. If not, look it up on YouTube. It was a pretty dope play that they used to pull out. Had to get some propel. But oh, of course, it was part of the $1 million backfield. So here in the notes, the first thing I kind of noted is that George Kittle. Now, I was kind of, if you watch my halftime video I did yesterday on the Niner Faithful Radio's Facebook page, you can see that kind of called out George Kittle a little bit. He dropped a pass that was a touchdown, and he just essentially dropped it. Now, it would have been a nice catch, but this is the pros, so this is, you know, you're playing with the big boys. There's a reason they make millions of dollars, y'all. There's a reason that, you know, they're the best athletes in the world. They make ridiculous catches that no other human, and do ridiculous things that no other human being can do. So you need to make the play. But I will admit, it would have been a nice play if he was able to pull it off. So, but he came through in the clutch. He had, like I was saying, he had five passes on that last series, the game-tying series, I should say. Not the last series, but the game-tying series. And, of course, obviously, the game-tying touchdown. Well, if you want to get all technical, the touchdown that took the lead, the Colts lead down to one. It wasn't essentially tying because the game wasn't tied yet. By the way, those people who are saying Shanahan should have gone for two, come on, Bryce. I mean, you're just saying that in hindsight. You know, you have to play the game like you normally would. And I'm not saying the Niners are tanking, but obviously every Niner fan wants the best player available in this draft. Some believe it's Sam Darnold. Some believe it's Josh Rosen. Others, Barkley. You know, whoever it is, you want the Niners to be able to have the choice of the pick litter. And see, this is where everybody gets so fascinated by first-round picks. But, you know, it's not just the first round that they would be picking first in. It's in every round, unless, of course, they've traded that pick. But in theory, if there's no trades or, and, you know, everything's even, they're picking out up for, they're picking first in every round. So, you know, as we all know, Joe Montana was a third rounder. I mean, on the Real 49er Faithful, I believe it was, group, we had a nice discussion going about the biggest draft pick, and then on a different post, trade and free agent signing in the last 25 years. So we don't need to go through the history of our draft, but let's just say some important players, specifically one with the number 16, didn't come in the first round. And we're just going to leave it at that. A player that wore the number 16 was a third-round draft choice. So, in theory, the more we lose, I remember when I was in my THP after I left the group home, there was this staff named Ken. And Ken was a diehard Cry Girls fan. But I remember he looked at me one time and he said, look, I had to watch my team go through a 1-15 season. He goes, but it got us Troy Aikman. So I think we, you know, he essentially was like, Cowboy fans would make that trade. And that's kind of, yeah, you know, so I know it's tough. I know nobody wants to go through it. Hell, I don't want to go through it either. But I think, yeah, people are saying C.J. Beathard. I agree with everybody. We need to see him this year, and hey, who knows? But I think everybody is thinking free agency or draft, bringing in another quarterback is vital for this team. So, you know, if we draft the next Montana or, hell, even the next Steve Young, I don't think that at that time Niner fans would be tripping. You know, in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it is, when we win a Super Bowl with the quarterback we select, or, you know, maybe not even necessary quarterback. Maybe it's a running back, a superstar running back, or, you know, a pass rusher or something. Or you could say, you know, oh, I remember when they took him, and, you know, now look at him. He's making game-winning play in the Super Bowl. Or, you know what I'm saying?
And so,
I don't think Niner fans would trip off of that, so they can't trip off of the process. I mean, I understand, get wins. But I think if you had told Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch that, you know, playoffs definitely weren't going to happen, they would say, look, we want to be competitive in every game, you know, compete hard and all that, and, you know, get better each week. Which theoretically means we would start winning towards the second half of the year. So we're a new, young team. We got a lot of rookies. The point is, if we're in mid-November, early December, and we're still having some of these problems, okay, maybe we got some issues. Maybe we're just finding out who's not being a part of our team versus finding out who is. All right. Okay, I said that wrong. Basically, you know, you're playing your way off the team and not on the team. So, Hoyer's numbers. Now, everybody's screaming that this dude is the worst quarterback, which I'm not going to lie. He was missing open receivers in the end zone, and he didn't play the world's greatest game. But 29 of 46, 353 yards, and 2 touchdowns, no picks. That's not the worst game on the entire planet. Let's just be honest. Now, is he a good quarterback? No. Is he our future? Hell no. Will he be on the team next year? I say 15 to 10% likely that he's on the team next year. Just maybe in a mentor role, I possibly could see him maybe coming to be in that role. Okay, so we truck on forward. So Marquise Goodwin, I think that I shouldn't say his I'm awesome game. But I think, of course, it's maddening. But one of the things that gives you encouragement is for flashes, you could see what we could be. But it's the one thing that Kyle Shanahan's press preached throughout everything is, you know, I don't care if somebody makes one good play and then 9 boneheaded plays. They want you to be consistent. You know, dependable. They know that you're going to get the job done. You know, if Kyle Shanahan calls up a play that should be a touchdown, then it's going to be a touchdown. But, I mean, 5 catches for 116 yards yesterday for Marquise Goodwin. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. I mean, Pierre Garçon had 8 for 94. Kittle ended up 2 for 83, but as dude noted, 5 of those came after, or before on the game tying drive. But I didn't think that was too bad. You know, Hoyer didn't play the best. I'm not saying that, oh, look at him, he's a Pro Bowl quarterback, great. Even if he should be on the team next year, I'm not dedicating with. Is that, I don't want to say questioned, but you knew. Okay, you anointed C.J. Beathard, or I'm sorry, Brian Hoyer, the starter. Just from the get-go, Brian Hoyer is going to be our starting quarterback. Matt Barkley was the 2, C.J. Beathard was the 3. So, obviously, Beathard played Barkley off the team. But then, if you're going to see what Matt Maiocco said today, or no, not Matt Maiocco, sorry, Kevin Lynch, had said on, oh, okay, we got our special in-studio guest today. She decided to finally show up.
Yeah, I'm getting a map to get some medical help. I think I can get some students with possible medical
okay.
So, I'll be getting picked for a medical
student. Anyway, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and get our studio guest situated? We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Let me go ahead and, yeah, we're going to go ahead and listen to the homie Heat real quick. I'll go ahead and talk over the 8 seconds of silence, and here we go.
There we go, let's go to work. 90 all on one, ready? Inside hand of Garrison Hurst. Breaks the tackle at the 10. Across the 20, down the sideline, 30. Cuts it back at the 45-50, still on his feet. 35-30, Garrison Hurst to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown,
49. No. You can spot me out in lot E. Any given Sunday, rain or shine, to catch me nighttime on a Monday. Bleed red and gold, San Fran in my soul. Won 4 Super Bowls while I was 4 years old. In a 10-year span, had the goal line stand. And Joe hit Taylor on a 10-yard slant. Ran the Broncos off the field in a rout. They watched primetime, hot step into the house. Lately, it's been a drought, no Super Bowl team. But I was still a fan when we was 2-14. 10 rows from the end zone, you can find me. A hell of 49er faithful right behind me. Hit like Lot and got hands like Wright. But hustle like Young and get high like Dwight. Yeah, win or lose, I'm a ride hard. No bandwagon jumping, I'm a die hard. Hey, I'm a die hard. See, I'm a die hard. Win or lose for my squad, I'm a ride hard. On the AZ, I pull my car. Like I told y'all before, I'm a die hard. Hey, I'm a die hard. Garrison Hurst broke for 90-plus on 90 plus with Brian 30. Young and Stubblefield put that rush on him. In 98 when T.O. dropped 4 against the Cheeseheads and squeezed in the game-winning touch on him. Now I'm watching Frank the Tank tote the rock. Behind an O-line, a first-round is holding block. Burning in the lane, he made the end zone the habitat. The crash tree lifting off the catches like an acrobat. Sideline to sideline, that's P. Willie. Hard hitter, got me tripping like, did he really just make that wide out throw up on the field? What? No 100-yard rushes, our front seven is real. Harbaugh stepped in and put us in the mix. Now ESPN say the Niners is legit. Yup, win or lose, I'ma ride hard. No bandwagon jumping, I'ma die hard. Hey, I'ma die hard. See, I'ma die hard. Win or lose for my squad, I'ma ride hard. On the haters, even try to pull my car. Like I told y'all before, I'ma die hard. I'm in lower box, section 1, row K, seat 7, 8, and 9. Season ticket holder, yeah, I put that on mine. Fair weather fans used to bag us all the time. See us doing good, now they trying to bandwagon ride. But don't confuse me with one of them.
of tattoos cross their whole body. Live by the cold, faithful fans go by. In the lot, tailgating with the banjo guy. Cross the goal line, rest hands go high. In the sky, it's 49 of pride till I die. And if you were 9 or 2, then real talk, put your ones in the air. Rest in peace, Bill Walsh. Yo, win or lose, I'm a ride hard. No bandwagon jumping, I'm a die hard.
Hey, I'm a die hard. See, I'm a die hard. Win or lose to my squad, I'm a ride hard. When you hate to see the drive for my car, like I told y'all before, I'm a die hard.
Hey, I'm a die hard. See, I'm a die hard.
When you hate to see
the drive for my car, see, I'm a die hard.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the corner, gets away again. To the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He dies. Touchdown, 49ers.
That was another slapper from the homie Heat. He makes, or Dave Cannell is what he goes by now. But he makes dope Niner songs. I like that new one, that Nine It Out. If you're listening, bruh, get at me so we can figure out how we can get it on the show. So I could end up playing it. That would be dope. What a Sunday. So, we should have won. Studio guest. We should have won. I don't think there's any point in that game where I felt like it was over. Yeah, I know. Obviously, we needed to. And, I mean, it was kind of just frustrating because you saw them just score 2 touchdowns in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had to score those 2 touchdowns or they would have lost the game in regulation. And they did. They bow. You know what I'm saying? Did it. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It's nothing.
They have the capability of winning the game. They need to put this in and happen.
They need to win it.
Yeah. I don't think their heart is all the way out there on putting it in and happen. They need to put up
Carter Fuller. So you're saying they're not putting 100% effort?
No.
I don't think that. I think they're putting their all into it. I think they're just making mistakes.
They're not putting 100% in, and too many penalties.
Well, yeah, obviously. Penalties are too much. This is very true. I will not disagree with the too many penalties. That I
believe in them, but do they believe in themselves?
I think they believe in themselves. I mean, you can't become a professional athlete and not have the belief that you are
less than what they are.
Well, I mean, you can't become a professional athlete and not believe that you're talented or that you got skills or that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's, like, you've got to believe in yourself to become a professional athlete. So, you've got to believe in yourself to become a professional athlete. And so,
I hope that part didn't cut out.
All right, if we have technical difficulties again, I apologize, just like last week. Maybe not. I hope y'all could just hear me right now. Because we had a pretty good debate and discussion. Not debate, because we pretty much agreed. But we had a good discussion going.
Yeah.
So, also, speaking of technical difficulties, I want to apologize for the whole 65 people that listened last week. I want to apologize. That's okay though. I'm happy that it was the numbers were only 65 because then that means I didn't waste more than 65 people's
time.
I was able to get the message out there that hey, sorry, don't even bother listening to the show. So I will personally check. I can't promise you that I'll listen to the whole show. But I can say that I will listen to some of the podcast and make sure that it's recorded. And, you know, if it's not, I'll probably just delete the show. So you won't even be able to go waste your time. But we're chucking on. I mean, we need a new laptop. My laptop's kind of screwy. Let me get some chips. My laptop's kind of screwy. We travel on. So, let's see. We've got about 28 minutes left. I want to actually go through all my notes. I actually want to go through all my notes today. So, Breida, or Carlos Hyde only carried the ball 8 times yesterday. He was benched.
Why?
Because he had that fumble and then missed a block and pass. He's been horrible in pass protection. So, that's why he was benched. And there were stories going out this saying that they were talking to him about a contract extension. I think, you know, I mean, I find it really hard to pin it on if he's going to come back or not. Yeah.
He'll come back.
No, like, because
we need ice.
They drafted Breida for a reason. Do you have another cookie?
Why did they draft this guy?
Well, he wasn't drafted technically. He was signed as an undrafted rookie.
And you're going to tell me this.
But what it is competition. So that, you know, they're essentially showing Hyde, hey, we don't need you.
But we need Hyde.
Well,
essentially, we need Hyde.
I mean, I would say this is that, you know, Kyle Shanahan's father, you know, the system that they run has always produced great runs, like good running backs.
Yeah.
So,
and Hyde's a good running back.
But to me is that would the Niners theoretically have been fine without Roger Craig? Yeah, sure.
I'm sure we would have been,
but the reason we're, you know, that's another reason why we're dominant. So to me is,
yeah.
Sometimes, like I was saying this earlier, before you got here, I said, I don't – my goal, I've always said, if this season isn't going to be playoffs and all that type of stuff, I want to know at the minimum, okay, who's on our team next year? Who can we say, okay, cool, because of this person?
He's guaranteed a spot on our team next year.
Exactly. Or who could you say, you know, my way of putting it, I guess you could say, is when this team is in its first playoff game, whether that's next year, this year,
whenever,
5 years from now, who's going to be on the team? And we need to identify those players.
Yeah.
Because then if – and it's – I'm just frustrated because it does, I don't want to take steps backwards.
Who wants to take steps backwards?
Like, I don't want to sit there and say – because let's just say – let's pick the low-hanging fruit and say Rashard Robinson. And because, I mean, it's like, you can't blame John Lynch for this because theoretically it wasn't his pick. But, you know, to me, I think in theory this franchise is going to be a little, I mean, they're going to be patient, but only to an extent.
Yeah.
Like, what people don't understand is, you know, you're saying build a Super Bowl culture and all this type of stuff. Okay. Awesome. That's what people want. You know what I'm saying? And when that day happens, it's going to be lovely. I'm going to cry. It's going to be the happiest day of my life. Because for the first time since I can remember, nobody could say anything to me. Because I'll just look at him and be like, you know, no more, oh, you have to go and get VCR to watch your Super Bowl highlights. And none of that. Hey, guess what? Only team, one team ended their season on a win. That's mine. You know what I'm saying? Look at the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's my team. You know what I'm saying? Look out down Market Street. That's my team having a parade. Not yours, mine.
I'm sure you'll have a field day when the Sharks win.
Well, yeah. Well,
you wouldn't know what to do with yourself.
So I want to say this. As usual, I won't get into most of my notes. But I like that because I like having a free-flowing show. I like the fact somebody could call right now and want to chop up about things that happened 15 years ago.
And Montana was the best quarterback out there, and our team was doing as well.
And 15 years ago?
It's
Montana wasn't playing 15 years ago.
What was 15 years ago today?
2002.
But he was still healthy. I'm sure he could have played.
Okay.
He just decided not to.
Keep telling yourself that, Mary.
And he'll still be the best quarterback out there.
Well, yeah.
Today.
He's the best quarterback ever to play.
He'll still beat Brady any day.
I mean, I just don't understand how people can argue with 4-0.
You can't.
He never lost. There was no, well, if only this happened, then that should have been. No, there was none of that.
Even with a busted back.
Like, at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure you can go back and, like, yeah, okay, Joe almost did throw a pick in the Super Bowl one time. But almost on counting horseshoes and hand grenades. So, sorry, you know what that's called? Make the play next time.
And Brady couldn't be able to play like Montana did.
Well, no.
Ever.
No. I mean,
in his spot, not just Brady. Any players now would not be able to play, would not have been able to play football back then.
I agree with you. They would have not been able to play football back then.
The NFL now is different than the NFL now.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. I mean, I'll bow out to your knowledge because, you know, you grew up watching.
The shit Montana went through and Ronnie Lott and Rice went through, no, the players now wouldn't have been able to go through that shit.
Well, I mean, like, I used to tell people in the 70s and maybe into the 80s, I don't know about a fact for into the 80s, you used to be able to clothesline players. You know what I'm saying? So it was let me get a napkin. It was perfectly legal, as far as football was concerned, to clothesline somebody.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And so, like, you know, you think about that, you're just like, bro, like literally, like a clothesline, though.
A wrestling move.
I believe it was Leo the Lion that used to, you know, he was famous for breaking jaws. You know, it's just, it was crazy, insane. And then, obviously, as it progressed, pretty sure your grandparents or parents would look at 80s football and think of it different.
I'm sure it was different than the 70s.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, 60s was different than 50s. And
yeah.
The game of football evolves. And the most successful teams, you know how the most successful teams, because think about it. What do most successful teams do? They're trendsetters. For example, you know, look at the Niners in the 80s. The Niners in the 80s had a totally different offense.
Yeah.
And then football evolves into a way to stop that. And then, you know, I came to this. And then, you know, it's just football evolved.
So?
That's why Brady will never be able to hold a candle to Joe.
It'll be a tiny candle,
If Brady was 5-0, okay, fine. You know, okay. But Brady didn't throw two picks in both the Super Bowls that he lost that cost his team the game. Okay, fine. But Joe never did that.
Never mind.
How can you call yourself clutch when you've choked before?
Never mind the deflate. And you have to add deflate gate shit to that, too.
You know what? See, people always bring that up. I'm not mad at that because you know what? If you look at the game that the Colts bitched about, they lost by like 38 points. You don't lose by 38 points because the football pressure is slightly less in a football.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. Okay. Sure. You lose by 2 points or a field goal or something? Sure. Okay. Maybe you can bring that up.
Yeah. With that, okay.
But you didn't lose that football game by 38 points because of a deflated football.
A slightly deflated football.
I'm sorry.
I'll agree.
Especially when you had Aaron Rodgers come out and say he likes the football overinflated. You know? And you know what I think it is? This is why I find a lot of this hypocritical. Is because you notice how it's only the only people that get outraged are people of whose fans of it's not their team. You know, like, I don't ever hear Patriots fans enraged about Deflategate.
No, my cousin's a Patriots fan. I'm sure she's not enraged.
No. Your cousin's not a Patriots fan. Your cousin's a bandwagon Patriots fan.
Okay, I'll give you that. Because she was born here in the Bay Area, and...
Did she like the Patriots all her life? No, she liked the Patriots when she went, oh, I went to school in Boston.
Yeah.
It so happened to coincide with Brady? Okay.
That's probably what it was.
Missed me with that. Because if the Patriots, it would have been 0-16 when she first got out there, she would have not even paid no mind to him.
Because she was brought up around Niners and Giants fans. Her whole effing life.
Yeah. So... Yeah, well, it's her aunt too, right? That because it's your aunt, which is her aunt, right? No, I'm saying they have season tickets.
The Patriots, my cousin, yeah. That's Patriots fan.
Yeah.
No, it's my aunt's mom. That's my cousin.
Yeah.
It's her mom is my aunt.
That's what I'm saying. So, but your aunt, you said your aunt used to have season tickets at Candlestick. That's the same. That would be her aunt too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically her. My mom's younger brother is the Patriots' cousin's aunt.
Or dad,
my
you mean?
Patriots' cousin's brother.
Parent.
Yes. It's
okay.
The 9-year season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Is my mom's older sister.
Okay. The one that I met, I went to her house, right?
Yeah.
The one that introduced herself last and was like, oh, I'm sorry, I never introduced myself.
Yes. Oh. But my cousin that's a Patriots fan is...
The one we had a cigarette with?
No. Her sister.
His sister?
Her sister.
The one we had
no.
a cigarette with.
Okay, that was my uncle.
Yeah.
Mom, that was my mom's older brother.
Okay.
Okay. The aunt uncle that I live with.
Yeah.
Is her kid.
Yeah.
The one with the...
Yeah, I know.
My cousin that we saw in the layroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's her older sister. Come on, the butt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
Why didn't you say that from the first one?
That's the picture thing.
Okay.
Come on, the butt.
Anyway, enough about that.
That was the word, yeah.
But you're the one that was talking.
But you need the explanation.
Okay, so anyway. I don't respect that.
What?
Needless to say. I tell people, look, I can't help it that when I was growing up and, you know, when I became a football fan and all that, just so happened to coincide with my team winning, you know, championships. I can't help that, bro.
I'm sorry.
I can't control that. You know what? Sometimes I wish I was born in the 70s and the 60s just so I could have been, you know, old enough been around for all five.
Experience another greatness.
Yeah, exactly. I seriously wish that I would have been born. Now that I'm 31, I'm just like, hey, I might as well be 44. I mean, what's the difference?
I experienced that another greatness. That's where we need to be. That's where we should be. Even now.
Okay.
I know every team will go through.
The Niners didn't contain T.Y. Hilton, and that was one of my keys. He had 177 yards. You see this. What's up with these little comebacks and crossing routes killing us, bro? They're attacking Navarro Bowman. They're just doing everything in front of them. Man, Larry Kruger on KNBR happened to say it, and I noticed it too. Navarro stumbled a lot yesterday. He tripped a lot. I remember three specific plays
that I saw him stumble. I remember very clearly three specific plays that I was like, oh, shit. Did he just – yeah, he really just stumbled.
The defense still put the garbage back in my effing bag.
No, I'm going to take it out. I'm just doing that to keep this part clean. You know what I think it is with Bo? Is that his skills are deteriorating because of injuries. His skills are deteriorating because of injury. You know, we cannot pretend like he didn't have, you know, career-altering injuries. He did. You know? And so...
And the staff and the parents need to accept that.
Exactly. They need to accept that. And so that doesn't mean that he can't have a role on this football team. Doesn't mean that that may mean he needs to take a, you know, lesser salary. That may mean he needs to take a diminished role, and he needs to accept that.
I wouldn't necessarily say taking a lesser role.
No, that wouldn't need to happen. Well, like, look, bro, if you're a liability out on the field.
Maybe, but if he's going to take a lesser role, maybe he can train the next up and coming.
Well, yeah, no, they're not going to get rid of him this year. They need him out there with Reuben Foster. So that's what's going to happen. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what's going to happen.
And that needs to happen with these veterans that have been with the team. If they know that their time is up, or that time is going to be up soon within the next couple of years, they need to start training the up and coming to make the team worth watching. If you know what I mean?
They're worth watching. That game wasn't non-entertaining yesterday. I mean, sure, there wasn't a lot of points, and you know, it wasn't a shootout like the LA game or anything, but.
But they need to make it.
But to me, look, I guess you. To me, I guess I define entertaining different than other people are.
Yeah, what you find.
Entertaining is just, look, my team didn't get blown out. That's an entertaining game to me.
Yeah,
you feel me?
But what you find irritating might not be irritating to somebody else.
Well, yeah.
But the team needs help. I think the veterans need to they need to start training these younger ones to be up and coming.
Yeah.
To put them more than to be, to have a winning team.
Let me get a book key.
You do not need Wilson.
Whatever.
I'm not giving you this plain old effing blueprint.
So.
I don't know what your notes are.
Be quiet. We gave up 314 yards passing. That running back, Mack, had burned us for 91 yards on 9 carries. That's almost like a 10-yard average carry. I put number 21, meaning Frankie G, because to me he's not number 23. He will always be number 21. Rushed for 14 times for 48 yards. It seemed like he rushed more than 14 times. But he had 3 passes for 38 yards, and he actually fumbled twice. We just didn't recover them. One fumble was out of bounds. I saw that one. I must have missed the other fumble. Or maybe I just didn't notice it was Frankie G that fumbled. But Frank the Tank. But yeah, now he's passed. He's 7th all-time on rushing list, Frank Gore is. So congratulations to that, Frank the Tank. We love you. Buckner and Doomerville had a sack. Jaquaski Tart, Eric Armstead, and Earl Mitchell and Xavier Cooper each had a half sack. 10 penalties for 77 yards. and 4 of 14 on third down aren't going to get it done. I think we can all agree to that. It's not kosher. That's not very good. We don't like that. That's not very good at all. So Akilah Witherspoon made his debut, but only played 6 snaps. He got a concussion on an illegal block in the back. Asa Jackson left, and Garrett Selleck and Rashard Robinson were in and out of the game with various nicks. And apparently Bo got a stinger, and that kind of limited him a little bit yesterday too. We got 17 fourth quarter points, so that's not bad. 17 fourth quarter points, that was pretty good. But yeah, we played a bad game defensively yesterday, and this is another stat that will lead you to indicate and show that. I mean, they were 50% on third down. They were 8 of 16. 159 rushing yards as a team. The first time they've gone over 100 yards as a team. But it's been the first time since 1994 a team's lost 5 straight by a total of 11 points. But yeah, Breida actually out-snapped Hyde 35-33. And the only reason Hyde has 33 is because he came back, late in the fourth quarter. But Brock Coyle was playing a lot. He got 25 snaps, along with Ray Armstrong got 57 out of 76 snaps. So that's kind of a little interesting. But I know everybody said it. I'm actually surprised I haven't came up to it. I thought I put it in my notes earlier. But Frank saying that Trent messed up the team. I thought that was pretty interesting. You know, as we all know, that's what happened. But I thought it was a trip to finally hear somebody actually come out and say it. Ricky G, bravo. But that was okay, but before we get out of here, I'd like to thank everybody that's listening or that has listened, and to remind everybody to check out my Keys to Victory Niners Redskins coming out Friday or Saturday on Sports Elite. The website's in the show description. Please like Niner Faithful Radio on Facebook. Just search Niner Faithful Radio, and also follow us on Twitter at Niner Faithful R. And again, if you'd like to advertise your business on Niner Faithful Radio, email me at gmail at NinerFaithfulRadio@gmail.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. See y'all next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Peace, love, and happiness. Go Niners, baby. Alvin.
Thank you, everybody.